If you've been following along and have never joined a design bootcamp, I'm going to encourage you to sign up. It's 5 hours of workshops and we have live versions going on often so you can come and ask questions. Go to www.designsuitecourses.com/designbootcamp. My name is Karina Gardner, and I'm what you would call a practical designer. If you're ready to create a life that you love, become an incredible force for good, and generate income while pursuing your dreams, this is the podcast for you. Welcome to Make and Design. Hi, designers. Today, I want to start off with a story that I have never heard before, and I ran across and wanted to talk to you about because it's beginning of the year. I have been talking a lot about being and feeling good enough, and this is a really cool story about that. So the name of it, and some of you, I'm sure, have heard of it before, is called The Heart and the Hunter, and the heart is spelled H-A-R-T, so I had to go look it up, but the heart is a red deer, basically, or a stag, and it's kind of used only in poetic language at this point. So anyway, I'd never heard of it before, and the story goes something like this. The heart was drinking in a river and looking in the reflection of the river and just looking at its beautiful antlers. It was just like noticing how gorgeous its antlers were. Then, as he's looking in the reflection, he notices that his legs are very skinny. And they look kind of weak and they're very small. And he's just kind of noticing this. And then out of nowhere, a hunter approaches and he shoots an arrow at this heart. So the heart, of course, starts to run away in the woods. And as he is running away, he realizes that it is thanks to his legs that he is surviving this hunter coming after him. And he's feeling very grateful. And while he's looking at his legs and thinking about how his legs has done this for him, his antlers get caught in the trees. And he gets stuck. And because he is stuck, the hunter catches up to the heart and is able to kill it. Now, this is such an interesting story because I think we can derive a lot of lessons from a story like this. The first is, and I think this is very applicable today, as we are looking at ourselves and, you know, really admiring maybe the traits that other people have told us are really great about us, how often do we take a moment and think about the traits that actually make us move, make us go, that helps us survive, right? Especially when I think about social media, it's in some ways it's a reflection as we kind of look at what everybody else is doing. We start comparing ourselves and we sometimes go, oh, I wish I did that. And we see that our legs are weak and we're not a Pinterest mom and we're not going on every amazing vacation. And, you know, all these things that we're noticing that we do not have. Right? That's just like looking at our legs and going, wow, this is weak. Well, maybe you're not going on vacation because right now you're in a season of life where you are building a business, where you're designing. Maybe you're in a season of life where your children are the highest priority or your aging parents are the highest priority. Maybe you're in a season of life where you need rest and you don't need to go on vacation and do like a high-powered, crazy vacation. You need to rest. Maybe you are in a season of life where you're taking time to do service. Maybe you're making quilts for other people or gifting or creating things that are important and are going to be part of your legacy. But we don't see those things because we're so busy looking on social media or even our friends' lives and looking at all the things they're doing and thinking how weak our own legs are. Does this happen to you? Oh man, does this happen to me? So that's why I'm talking to you about it, because I really do have to kind of pay attention to what I'm doing right now and be really grateful that these legs of mine take me where I want to go, that my activities and the things that I've got right now, that I need to be grateful for them right now. Now, so interesting in this story, I think, that the thing that he really admired about himself were these antlers, that they were beautiful to him. And they end up being the thing that gets him killed, like ends his life. Is there anything like that in your life? Is there something that you put a lot of ego into, you've put a lot of stock into, and it keeps you from doing something you ought to do? And it kind of kills you a little bit inside. And you know this, but you just keep admiring, keep doing that activity because it's something that you really cherish, but maybe doesn't make as much of a difference as you think. Now, I'm going to use the example of social media again. In particular, I am going to be referencing something I've recently seen. And that is, I will hear especially designers have pretty mediocre, smaller followings on Instagram. Okay. So like 3,000 to maybe 10,000 followers. Okay. It's fine. That's a fine amount. It's not big enough audience to really make a difference. I'm just going to tell you that it isn't a big enough audience. I remember I was there not that long ago. Okay. It's not a big enough difference. It's there and it helps you and it helps your brand, but it's really not big enough to make an audience difference. And so sometimes I'll have designers be like, I can't not post daily on social media, even though I have limited time and I don't have time to post more designs. I am choosing social media. And the reason I'm choosing it is because everyone tells me I need this, or I won't be able to build a brand, or this is my business. That's the one that irks me probably the most. Social media is not a business, you guys. If you are a designer, then you're not an influencer. And influencers do need to post every day, multiple times a day, because that's their job. As a designer, your job is to design. And if you are using social media as an excuse and using social media for multiple hours of your day when you should be using those same hours to design, then it's antlers. It's the pretty thing. It's the thing that everybody sees. And so it gives you ego. It strokes your ego. It makes you feel like you're doing something when in fact you're not doing as much as you think. And if anything, it's the thing that's going to get you killed. Because if you are not designing the way you should be designing, then you aren't actually putting enough legs into your business to make it go, to let you run away, to let you get the traction you need to make money. And at the end of the day, our main goal as designers is to make money. It is a job. It is a career. It's an amazing creative career, but it is a job. And so if we don't put enough design work out into the world, then it is like literally getting stuck in the trees with your antlers because of whatever activities. And I use the example social media, but there are other things. You guys know there are other things. Find the thing in your life that's your antlers. What keeps you from doing the work that you're actually meant to do? The stuff you should be doing every day, learning Illustrator better, learning Procreate better, learning how to design better, getting your stuff into a really high spot, spending time researching and learning online platforms, learning about licensing deals, all the things that actually make a design business go. Are you spending 90% of your time actually doing the activities that help you actually get products out on the market? Because if you are, you're in the right place. If you aren't, you need to figure out what those antlers are so that you can be more productive this year. And that's one of the things, that's why I'm talking about this early in the year, because I think this is a great year to start new, to start fresh, to do something really special for yourself and figure out your journey, what that journey needs to be. And that can be a really fulfilling thing. But it only happens when we take stock of what our legs are, what our antlers are, you know, what are our weak points, what are our strong points, and actually pay attention to what's going to help us, not what makes us feel good. And there is a very big difference, you guys, between feeling good and doing the right things. But I see people mix this up all the time. So if you are starting your design business this year, if you're at the end of your first year, stay on the right path. Figure out what you need to do to get to your next level, your next place that's going to bring you purpose and fulfillment in your life. All right. Thanks, you guys, so much for joining me today. I can't wait to see you. I think when this airs, there is an illustration art conference tomorrow, and I hope I get to see you at it. It's going to be amazing. We've had, I think, thousands of people at this point register to come to it, and we are going to have a really good time learning together. The tutorials in it are going to be so good, and I'm just excited for you to learn and grow and really kick off your design journey. All right, guys, I'll see you soon. Did you know you have access to more free design content, die cut files, and sewing patterns? Join our exclusive VIP group for free by going to designsuitecourses.com/free.